Okay. So tonight's shiur is going to be about kibbutz be'or from mistarif. What's the din of kibbutz with on leather? In other words, kibbutz is usually with a material, but what if it's leather? Then the halachas of kibbutz are different than you take a material. Woven wool or something like that. And then this will lead, Rez Hashem, to the conversation about using contact lenses on Shabbos and putting them in the solution, and the discussion of whether there's any isser involved in that. So the Gemara says, Echad habeged ve'echad asak. So the Gemara says, Lememra, the or bar kibusu. You see, this discussion is in Zvachim. Why is it in Zvachim? Because in Zvachim, we have, this is Perek Damchatas. And Perek Damchatas is about if a dam from a korban chatas, gets on a beged. Thank you. So there are two halachas. If it lands on a beged, thank you, then you have to launder the beged. But if it lands on something that's not a beged, like leather, a leather garment or something like that, then you just have to wipe it off, because it's not shayach kibbutz by or. So here,
How are you defining beged? Beged means fabric, or means non-woven, or what?
Beged is something that's made out of semer, pishtim, or other materials that are woven together, as opposed to, and have the ability to absorb liquids.
So the ability to absorb is the lumnus. In other words, plastic would be like ore.
Yeah, we're going to talk about plastic, right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that. We'll see.
Rav Moshe has a mistake in his tshuva. Yeah. Somebody was in the fabric business for many, many years.
Okay, so we'll see. It's in this. It's in this packet. So you'll help us out here. So here, the verse says, "Remember the or bar kibusu." Because it says, Echad habeged ve'echad asak ve'echad or. The key is the or part. It's for chule. So you have to do kibbutz if dam from a korban chatas falls at it. The or bar kibbutzu or minu hoy salav lashleshes mekancho b'smartut. If you have some dirt that falls on a beged, you just take a cloth and you wipe it off. Haisa shall or, but if it was shall or, then no sein alea mayim ad shetichla. So then you could put water on it, because there's no kibbutz by or. So that's mutter on Shabbos. So the Gemara has a kasha, because echar abegev echar asak verochar or, by dam chatos, there is kibbutz. So which way is it? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Lokasha Harabonon Ha'acherim. That it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya Habeged Vasak Mechapso Hakli Va'or Megaro. So the Tanakama says, when it comes to or, there's no kibbutz. If there's dam chatas that falls on it, you just take the dam off. You take a knife and you take it off. You scrape it off. Achim omrim habeged vasak vaor mechapso, that there is kibbutz v'akli megaro. So it comes out that you have a machloikus whether it's shaykh to have kibbutz by or not, by leather. But the Gemara on Amud Beis, on page 2 here, Tzadidala and Rebeis, Wait, but before we get there, the Gemara makes another chiluk. We should take a look on Amar Aleph for a second. That the Gemara makes a distinction between rakin and kashin. Amarava kro must need some barakin ki pligi bakashin. That another terrace could be that the concept of kibus by ore maybe is only if it's soft ore, so it's absorbs. In contrast to hard, then it does, then there wouldn't be kibus, or at least that would be a machlokas. And then the Gemara at the end of the sugya on page 2 on Tzadi Dala on the base, the Gemara begins, Ihochi, Beged Nami, Beged Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso. So it's like this. When it comes to a Beged, even if you put it, you take a Beged, a cloth, and you put it, you just dip it into the water without scrubbing, that's Kibus. It's a machloikas haposu, let me show him whether it applies only to a dirty cloth or even to a clean cloth. But the shriya alone is kibus. By or maybe kibus only if you're mesachsech, only if you're meshafshef, I should say. Only if you scrub. So how do we paskin? How does the Rambam paskin? So if you take a look, in Hilchos Shabbos on page 3, first there he says, Hamchabes begodim, harehin told us belabin. By begodim. And then, in page 5, on Perchav Beis, Halach Yud Ches, he talks about or. He says, Minol osandal shenislach lech betit uvetsoa, mutol osach secho b'mayim. So the Rambam says that when it comes to ore, if you just take leather and you put it in the water, just shriya alone, there's no kibus. But if you really do kibus, you scrub it, then even by ore. So buy a beged.
That means to shriya?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, but it's not. The Gemara says that the Rashi explains some sachzeich. Rishon explained as that's the shriya. So it comes to like this: when it comes to a beged, shriyaso zoli kibuso. You take a washcloth, a dry washcloth, and you put it into the liquid, you violate an issa kibus. Again, some Rishonim say only if it's somewhat dirty. By or shriya alone, not. But if you do a real kibus, even by or. Is a real kibus. Now, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam in Maisa Korbanos, when he speaks about Dam Chatos on page 6, so in Halacha Beis, he says, yeah, well, let's read Halacha Aleph. Chomer b'chatas ha-behema mishar kodshei kodoshim, shedam chatas ha-behema shenitas menakli, shekibol bo adam, kodem hazay al ha-beged, ta'on kibus b'mayim ba'azara. Right? A beged needs kibus. But echad, now, Halacha Beis. Echad ha-beged ve'echad ha-or, harach, so the Rambam makes the chiluk between or rach and or kasha. That there's no kibus by or kasha, but or rach, if you do kibus, it'll be. So Rav Meforshim, Rav Gutman quotes here, ask how come in Hilchos Shabbos he's not mechalik between rach and kosher by or. He didn't bring that chiluk. Only in Hilchas Korban in Hilchas Dam Chatas does he make that. Okay, that's sorry. I mean, we'll get later in the shiur. We'll see what the Achronim say about that. Oh, but if you look now, take a look. So it comes out that if it's real kibbutz, then there could be what? There could be a din. In other words, if you really scrub it, there could be a din of kibbutz even by or. But by Shriya, that's only by a Begad. If you just now, so if you take a look in the Igros Moshe here on page 10.
What about on a Begad if you just sprinkle something on top? If you take water and you sprinkle it on top.
Yeah, that's also could be. I mean, if it was that called Shriya, how much water has to be? It's hard to quantify exactly. But could be. So here he talks about plastic tablecloth, plastic things. He wants to know, what's the din? Could you wipe a plastic, a dirt? Say, like, you have plastic and some grape juice, and then after a while, you know, our Shabbos table, our kids, by the end of Shabbos, there's stains all over the... But if you have a plastic thing like this, but even the plastic, like you have grape juice, after a while it dries and it cakes up. So what's the din on Shabbos? Could you take water and so on a plastic, say, tablecloth? So Moshe writes, "Dvar hamapos shel plastic, mistabe she'eino dome la'oros, shudove she'eino mayim nechnosim klal l'tocho." He says he thinks it's better than or, because this is mamish, there's no absorption. El rak al gabim kmo etzim matros. Afarakim le'inyin zeh. Even soft plastic, he thinks, should be the same. Hem ke'akashim shelchein ein zeh inyin kibus ein lamus besoros minim achem la'oros. He thinks it should be mutter. Oh. Because oros, even hard oros, there's an opinion in the Gemara that there's an iser kibus. We paskin not that way, the Rambam, but there was one sheet in the Gemara that or even bakasha there's kibus. Rabbi Rishon poskin kikain ledina. So, but then he writes the first word one shlachein. Aval mikol makom kaven shelo shayach limtzo din zeh mefurash to min chodesh ador shelofaneinu larosom min aroy lahachmir. There is, Rav Moshe thinks mikra din it really should be. Question is, if you have plastic and you have a dirty plastic tablecloth and it got dirty and you want to take some water and so was the halacha is like this, that if you have a beged and you put some water on it, that's an issa deraisa, shriyosu zo kibusu. If it's a leather, so then there's only kibus if you rub it, because it doesn't absorb as much. So Rav Moshe said, plastic? That's even better than leather. That's even better than leather. And therefore that should be mutter, even to scrub, if as long as there's no shechita. You know, but he says, "Mikol mokom shemish alo shaych limtzo din zeh mefurash to min chodesh adorish al faneinu rosem in aroy l'hachmir." But he says, "It's a new min; they don't know, so you should be machmir." Rav Moshe says, even though the whole tshuva, a lot of time, you know, they do this. He thinks it's really mutter, but well, you know, this is a new min, and we should be machmir. Shalol shafsu biyadayim bechozek shukein shiv shuv tzido zeh al zitzeh rak lanakos al dey mayim mekalos yesh lahakel kul bekuli alma. So that's what he says. Okay.
What would that mean? Mind the bakal.
In other words, put a little water without, you know, gently dabbing a little water is okay.
This is if something was dry, and dry on the table.
Yeah, something that, I mean, if it's just challah crumbs, I'm not talking about that. But something that stained the plastic.
Mm-hmm. But it's. Does it actually change the color of the plastic?
Stained.
What?
Plastic never gets stained. I mean, you know.
Or it's not stained, but it's
dry. It's dry.
Something it stays there.
Yeah.
doesn't stain itself.
Okay, still, you spilled tomato juice, it's not staining the plastic tablecloth.
I don't know.
Man, you still
want to
wash it off, right?
Right.
If it dries,
yeah. So Rosh says if you can easily get it off, then he thinks he can be makel. Oh. So now let's take a look. Rav Yashiv wrote a tshuva. Kovitz tshuvas. Those are the Rav Yashiv's tshuvas. I like Rav Yashiv's tshuvas because I feel you see a sense of authority in his tshuvas. In other words, you see his godless through the Kovitz tshuvas. You know, whatever psak he gives, but you see there's a shlita on Kol HaTorah Kula. So he wants to know Adoshos Maga, those are contact lenses, Rakos, the soft lenses, Lashrosim B'mayim B'Shabbos. That's his discussion here. So B'inyan Adoshos Maga Im Rashoim Lashrosim B'mayim B'Shabbos Al Av She'enam Miskavnim L'Nakosim. Right? In other words, why do people put it in the... You wear contact lenses? No.
Anymore. No,
to keep it wet.
It's a saline solution.
You use contacts?
I used to.
I never had them. Yeah.
They put them in some kind of liquid.
Yeah, my wife has it. She uses... I don't use...
They go to sleep, they do that, I think.
Yeah. Levy, do you use?
Yeah,
See, Levi has contacts. You'll help us. Soft lenses?
Soft.
He says, Chol kavanosam liyos shirurim b'mayim shalo yiskalkalu. Right? Achamayim chodrim l'sochan. It penetrates. So what's the halacha? So zok tazoy. Omnam halacha psuka. Barachayim Simen Shin Beis, Sheba'or Lo Nema Shriyosu Zeu Kibuso. When it comes to or, you don't say Shriyosu Zeu Kibuso. I mean, you only say it by a beged. By a beged, Rashay Lashrosum B'mayim. So anything that's leather, you can dip it in water, no problem. Vim Gam Im Nomar De'or Bolea. In other words, even though, or there's going to be some penetration. He says, Mikol Mokom Yesh Lodon B'Tivam Shal Adoshos Magav Chol Minei Nakin Im Dinan Ka'or. He says, what's the start? They have a din like ka'or. So then he says, Ayei Negros Moshe, B'Mapo Shal Plastic, Shemekeven Shein Amayim Nechnosim Klal L'Sochon Al Rak Al Gabov Kamo Eitzim, Af harakim, hari yesh lodom lo shaykh bo hem kibus. That was at least what Rav Moshe said originally. Mikol mokom kem yesh lo shaykh lim tzodim mefurash, so then he backtracks a little bit. So he says like this. Kubir halacha, de b'or, hafil im hirach, af de shaykh bo kibus, אבל אין בו שחיתה, קולות שאין רח, it should say רח ביוסה, it's a misprint. אין בו רח ביוסה. ובאור הרח, אף דשייך בו קיבוס, right, according to the sheet is that רחין is different, מכל מוקם לאין שחיתה מין לא שייך בו. ופי זה, הדושוס מגה של דיווי המומחים, שמיים נבלויים לסוכן, ואין רחין ביוסה, Yesh Lodun the Lav Orich Lemebet Hachni Shrosim B'mayim B'Shabbos. So what I think he's saying is that the Rambam made a distinction between hard leather and soft leather. So by hard leather there's no kibus at all. At least by Damcha. By soft, if you do something rigorous, then there can be kibus. And by Beged, even Shriya. By Beged, even Shriya. So he wants to say, and Levi, you'll help us out here, if the lenses are very absorbing, so maybe then it's like a beged. It In other words, maybe even though it's not the same fabric as a beged, but what's the vort of a beged? The vort of a beged, he's saying, is the ability to absorb. So or kasha absorbs very minimal, or rach a little bit more, but rach ma'od is so. Is it rach? What would you say? How much does it absorb? Would you?
I have to know physics, the absorption rate, you know, for like how deep into the fabric it goes in.
Yeah. So he says, Yesh lodun, the lav orich lemeri. He doesn't give a full iser. He says, lav orich, it's not proper. You know, lemeri hachi, l'shrosim b'mayim b'shabbos.
If your question then goes in gezerah, but if you ask for people to put the lenses back in, so they're going to pop open a new container with new lenses, which is possibly in the Shadur right.
So it says, Omnam Barosh, cause of Davki Ki Hossam, Mayri Begachation of Lichluch. But we said before that even by a Beged, some Rishonim hold only if there's Lichluch on the Beged, do we say Shriyasu Zukibuso. But if there's no lichluch, aval im habeged hushchar machmas levisha o tashmish koshekein lovan lagamre beinu loktina fellow sharotza lavno yosef lo min shviyosu zol kibuso. In other words, some say it has to be lichluch, even though maybe it'll get cleaner. So there's no real lichluch there, but even with the water, it still makes it even nicer. That's, you don't say it. For Simshin Beis Hevi Ramosh Shtei Deis, there Rishon HaKarosh, this is Rakba Ofer Chiesh Al Beged Var Lichluch. And the second day is that even if it's clean. After LaHalacha Nakdin G'day Rishona, but LaHalacha we pass it like the first day, that it has to be Lichluch. Kachos HaBirhala, Mikol Mokho Zerod Yesh Lochus Lachmir B'Yisra Torah. But the Bira Gros says that maybe you should be machmir like the second day. So even if it's not, so even if you're not taking off any dirt, but if there's a lot of penetration, then you have to treat it like a beged. He says, "Achein yishlomo davla machmirim kam she'ein dover mo'os ala beged." In other words, even those that are machmir the second day in Shulchan Aruch, that's machmir. That even if there's no lichluch, because mokol shuyosu mosi belibuno. Because it's still going to make it nicer, even though there's no technical lichluch there. It still gets. But if it's mamish a new beged, then so even the second day would be makel. In other words, the first day says mamish has to be lichluch that you could see. The second day is, even if you can't see the lichluch, it's still too off. It still makes it nicer. But if it's mamish not doing anything, then even the second day would be makel. Even the machmirim would be makel. So he says, "V'fize hayam mokum lahatir im hayu rochtim es hadoshes maga lifnos erev Shabbos la'ashros b'mayim b'Shabbos kadesh lo yizkalkel." That if you mamish wash them off before Shabbos, so then, even the machmirim would be makel.
So if he forgets to wash them before Shabbos, then it's an issue?
Yeah, so, let's see. Shuvar izi b'shulchan aruch harav, yesh, v'nishu v'omrim, sh'av beged she'en alav shum lichluch, sh'yosu zu kibuso, so the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, he thinks that maybe he was too machmir, but he says like this. Next paragraph. Acharei shehotziyu chomer miyuchad ashal divreim ein bekochol lenakos klal es hadosh maka hamaga yesh mokum lahatir lashros es hadosh maka b'mayim b'shabes b'chomer hanal tziyu v'chitz es hadosh maka b'erev Shabbos. So he However, I'm actually saying that the solution is not really cleaning. It's just keeping it, soft. So therefore, he thinks even the machmirim could be makel. But tziruf, that he wants you to wash it off also, on Shabbos.
The whole point the major way is taken off at night before you go to sleep and you put them back in the morning. So that's...
Yeah. So we're talking about contact lenses. Contact lenses. You wear contact lenses?
No.
So we just read Rabbi Yosef's Tshuva. Just to review shortly, that there are two halachas on Shabbos. If you take a dry washcloth and you put it in water on Shabbos, then you violate the libun, right? Because it's a cloth. If it's leather, then there's only libun if you actually scrub it, not just putting it off. So Rabbi Yashiv wants to say that maybe the soft contact lenses absorb a lot to make them the status like a beged. And therefore, it would be usher to put them in the solution on Shabbos, according to the opinion that even if there's no lichluch. But then he says, but maybe these solutions that we have today don't really do much in terms of the cleanliness. So therefore, he thinks that that if you will clean it up from before Shabbos, it should be okay. But
my question is, usually you put it in, you take them off at night and wear them again in the morning. You don't want to sleep with them. So
right.
That's there's no way to get around that in terms of Shabbos.
Right, according to him, yeah. Not everyone. Rav Abadi, when I once discussed it with him, wasn't so intrigued that there should be a problem here. I mean, it's a chiddush to say that this is like again, it has to do with how much absorption there is. I mean, you could say there's a chiluk, yeah, there's a sefer I quote here. I wanted to say a chiddush. I put it here in the packet. 1 second. Yeah, the sefer in the Siv Chaim on page 18. He wants to suggest. He's talking about the. At the beginning, Yesh Lodon Haimutu Lanakos Mapas Nylon Al De Shif Shif B'maga Gumi Uvamayim. In other words, could you so it's made out of nylon and you want to clean it on Shabbos. You want to put water and take a baby wipe and clean the thing. So we saw that Rav Moshe said that with plastic, Rav Moshe said that really should be okay, but he's not sure at the end. So he wants to say a chiddush on the left side. V'anira b'zel chadish, yesh chiluk bein begodim l'kelim. D'chiv libu b'shab b'shayach rach b'begodim. V'ashe ein kei b'kelim. Ein shem shein olav libu olav klal. Then maybe the whole din of libun for Shabbos was only by begodim, but something that's not a beged, then
the table cloth a beged?
Not a beged.
Kli.
Contact lenses are not a beged either.
Yes, so if that wouldn't be the case, maybe that wouldn't be a beged either. If you want to say this chiddush. Mm-hmm. Oh, but what I wanted to show you also is the we mentioned before that there was a stira in the Rambam whether was in Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam says that it's kibbutz by or, but he's not mechalik between or kasha and or rach. And in Hilchas Maisa, in Hilchas the Karbanos, when he quotes the din of kibbutz dam chatas, then he is mechalik. So if you look on page 22 in the Tal Melachos, Rav Gutman Shlita, he quotes the Achronim that talk about this. He says, "Mitchil Novi Devar Mashi Kosul Yashiv Devar Beperchav Beis Lagabi Yisuf Kibus." The Devar Shulchan Aruch Hatanya, near the Sover Yishu Shitas Ramban, in Maskadas Gemara, Ein Ladamos Kibus to Shabbos LaKibus to Kotchim. Because he thinks that maybe he can be mechalik between Shabbos and Kotchim. The Shabbos Af Beorach Leikem Yishum Kibus Min HaTorah. Because on Shabbos, you have to do something significant on Shabbos. Melechas Machsheves. So, if it's or, even rach, it's not going to penetrate sufficiently that there's real kibbutz. Right? And the Mimela, the whole Isser kibbutz by or, maybe it's only drabbanan. Now, kolpanim drabbanan also kibbutz gomer b'or. But min haTorah, there's no kibbutz beim orach beim or kasha. And if you do a real kibbutz, then is it drabbanan b'shifshuv gomer mashma diika beim or kasha beim orach. So he wants to say the whole thing is drabbanan on Shabbos. The whole thing by or is drabbanan, and that drabbanan is bein or so that's what he says. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is saying that, yeah, because the Rambam says minol or sandal, stam minol hurach, and sandal is kosher. So b'meila so that's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav seems to say. He's quoting that when it comes to kodshim, so then this by kodshim maybe he explains this, that there's no din of melechas machsheves. So as long as you did some type of kibbutz, then if your dam chatas falls on, so then it's orach, then there's a din kibbutz. Or kosher, that's what one of the, maybe he says it here, or one of the other svarim put the Indian that there's no melechas machsheves by Shabbos in contrast to other areas. So on Shabbos, by or there's nothing. Midaraisa. Midrabanan, if you do a real thing, then the whole thing is drabanan, and therefore they weren't mechalik between or rach and or kasha. The only thing they were mechalik, mean, if it's just a shri of alma, then the isid drabanan doesn't apply, and if it's a real something rigorous, then the isid drabanan will apply. No, ein shvus b'mikdash, it means lagabe an isir. Yeah, and the Rona themselves also. Yeah. But Sharach Ronim, he says, didn't like that. Sharach Ronim, Mia Nubazeh. Came into Cholas Sugim in the Mina and Hadadi, Kibus to Kachim, Lakibus to Shabbos. Because the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, that's the way the Gemara started at least, that they were Mashva the two. That whatever is considered Kibus for Kachim, if Dam Chatas falls on a Begid, you have to Mechabes it. But if it's Or, then not. And the Rambam is mechalik between or kasha versus or rach. So the same thing should apply to Shabbos as well. So what's pshat in the Rambam? Yashiv divrei Rambam. In other words, the first teretz was that by Shabbos there's no deraisas by or. The whole thing is only drabbanan, so we're not mechalik between or rach and or kosher. Now we're saying no. There's a din deraisa that's mechalik between or rach and or kosher by dam chatas and by Shabbos also. So if it's so or rach and you do a real rigorous thing, then it'll be us. Also, why did the Rambam say that by Shabbos. Had the source of the Torah because of the middle laws of the Chavez, because of the Orach, Shem Derot to Luchol Yisrael Rabban and Achim Afu Or Kasha, because he wanted to say that by, in other words, that by Or Kasha there's also Yisrael, meaning Yisrael Rabban. So by Or everything's going to be also Orach will be the Raisa and Or Kasha will be the Rabban. And he saw machatzim on mashakosu hilchas ma'isa korbanus. And you see, by hilchas ma'isa korbanus, there's a distinction on the doraisa level between orach and orach. So he sees, he thinks it applies there. But the reason why he didn't machalek, because or kasha is not mutter; it's still going to be a nisa derabban. Okay. Either case, what it'll be. And then he wants to say that you know, to discuss the plastic discussion. And he quotes from the Sefer Toldos Shmuel on page 17. That he says that you see where it says vihine, first one in the line is vihine. On page 17, on the right side, there's a little dot there, and then it says vihine. See, vihine, got it? Vihine ka'es himpsiu lasos begodim mimin hagumi. Right, like the plastic, rubber, all these things. Enosim also be'es hagshamim kizah min. Because people wear it when it's raining, you know, because it doesn't absorb. That's the whole concept of a raincoat. Whole concept of a raincoat is it shouldn't absorb. He's that man. I feel Yisrael Ma'im Kol Hayom Kulo Ain't a Bolei Klum Kayadu. In Kain Adova Borosh Ashriya Vaday the Muteres Mezehamin. He says, so if it's a plastic. I don't know, do some raincoats maybe absorb? I don't know.
It
depends. Depends on the thing. But if it was something, you know, one of these, the ones that, you know, you put over your hat also. Those ones that have the, you know, that have the hood.
You're getting into funny territory here. I mean, in general, halacha is an absolute. So you're going to say porous versus non-porous. The raincoats normally are made out of fabrics that will get wet, but they coat it with something.
Uh-huh. And the ones, what about the ones that are, you know, the ones?
Rubber raincoats, the rubber.
Those yellow rubber ones, yeah. But what about the ones with the ones they have today with the
hood?
It's
very strimal.
Yeah, it fits all over the strimal, right.
Yeah,
it goes to
think of a regular fabric that's been coated.
It's yeah?
No, that's just plastic.
Okay, so he says, so Mistabe, he says that the din of Shriya doesn't apply. You can, in other words, you can put those in water if you need. Does that mean? Hell, a few kibas gomer. If you do kibas gomer, gam kem istabed on the shaykhbo. The adif harbe me oris, a few lokashim bioser. And it's more kal than or, because or we said that you have two terutsim in the Rambam. Either it's in this, either way, it's in this in the Rabbanan by or, kasha. Yeah, or a few he ah the kasha biyosa a few came over bo amayim a few meis leis meiver leiver whatever meiver leiver and you sure call part of zman rav amayim. Whereas if you put it a long time in the water, it'll absorb the or kasha. But she ain't came bezeh hamin she ain't a bolei a klal, right? Doesn't bolei at all mikol mokum ain't lisma. So that's what he thinks is the real Mikir Hadin, but then he says, "Mikol Mokom Eilis Mochlani Has Daiti Gamzeh Chams Alfil Shos Vayim Eloji Paralon Tchila Sheva Taruva Says a Chutin Shal Shar Minim." Because you have to make sure that it's pure, you know, plastic. There's no other chut of wool or something like that. שהם בני קיבוס וכנע, אבל כל פעם המין נעולים שלובשים כעיס בעיס השלג. Oh, the rubbers והגשמים, הגשמים קלושים, קלושים, כן. שיינה שיך, שני שיך. What's Schneischich? Shoes. Snowshoes. Oh, Bevadei lav b'nei kibus ninu. Umutu sachsacham l'shosam kirtzono. Right, so galash is this. So he thinks there's no... That's what Rav Moshe was about to say before he, you know, the plastic tablecloths. So he thinks that the Isid Rabbanan, this is the Rabbanan by Or Kasha is only by Or, because there has to be some minimal type of penetration. But if it is, it's totally non-absorbing.
With leather shoes, are you allowed to wipe them on the mat?
So what about the shoes we have today, the leather shoes? They absorb a little bit, right? Yeah.
Can you, if it's raining, can you wipe them on the mat?
You might. You mean
well, the bottom?
Yeah. Well, the bottom.
Well, not all part. It could be.
It's derech lichluch. It's derech lichluch. Oh. Look, according to most Rishonim, any time you wash netilas yadayim and then you take a towel, it could be the same shaila, but the post came a makeup because it's derech lichluch. It's derech lichluch. So derech lichluch, you can't say you're being malabe in the towel. It's derech lichluch. But there was some Rishonim we saw. I think the Reim said, no, you gotta first, and then you can. But that's a new.
When you clean the bottom of the shoe, you're making the mat dirty.
If you would tell this to some people, that would be a new chumra for some. But people don't know this shita. You'd see people. You know, the same people who are taking an hour to wash the Tila Sidaim would take another hour till they dry the. It's interesting. I have my friend Rabbi David Hirsch, his father-in-law, Lama Shalom Daka Unger, in West Hartford, Connecticut. So I remember whenever I ate by his house, he would tell me from his father-in-law that always, for hygiene reasons, he never liked the tilas yadayim towels. He said you should use paper, you know, because then everyone gets. So whenever I ate by him, he was machpid. That was not for Shabbos, I believe that was just for hygiene. Mm-hmm. But just thinking about this, he was. But it's interesting. This told the Shmuel. Is saying this idea. Oh. Okay, so it comes out, Rabosai, that now the Avnei Nezer, if you take a look on page 14, he quotes, he doesn't. He says in the first arrow, the Ein Kibus Ela B'motzi Lichluch Shemuvla B'socho. The Ein Lomar, second arrow, Mishum the Mishkan Lo Yal Libun Ki'im Mimei Begodim. So you can't say the Mishkan was only Mimei Begodim, so therefore it's only a Din Begodim, like that other fellow wanted to suggest. He himself points out that he's against the Avodah Zarah. Shrei Kolam Lachas Bechoresh Ad Olfe Hayarach Mesamonim. Right? In other words, in the Mishkan, they were taking these vegetables and making the dye out of them. They weren't in the Mishkan with other things. So the key is not a beged versus not a beged. That's what Rav Yashiv was saying. So you could have a contact lens, and if Rav Yashiv was just choshish, that the soft contact lenses maybe absorb too much than even the or rach. And therefore, maybe that'll have a din, even though technically it's not a beggar. Is a beggar, not a beggar, doesn't matter. It's the absorption that counts. That's why he was so machmir to say that you should clean it before Shabbos. So this way you don't, and together with the fact that the saline solution is not really cleaning, and that you washed it up before Shabbos, together with those two, but as you said, that's a bit chumrah, because then you'd have to make sure that, you know, because when the people take it off, they take it off, like you said, when they go to sleep, so it's not going to work so good, this Rebel Yashi's, I should ask somebody, Lemaisa. You know, what did he tell people, the Maisa? You know, this is what it written in the Tshuva. Is there a Torah Shabbal Peh version of, you know, what he actually told people about this? You know, I speak to him, Nachum Eisenstein. He's, you know, from Chicago. So he's one of my contacts. Well, he was Rav David Morgenstern and Rav Nachum Eisenstein and Rav Yosef Efrati. Those three were mishamish him for many, many years.
I went back a long time
with Yosef Efrati.
Yeah.
Were you Kerbiyamna? No.
He was very close with his father, his parents.
Oh, well. Because the posuk now in Karen B'Yavin is Rav Ephraim Rubenstein, and the posuk before him was Rav Yosef Efrati, and that's why Rav Rubenstein, the posuk in Karen B'Yavin, I remember when I was learned in Karen B'Yavin, every Thursday he would travel to Yerushalayim to discuss all the different shilas with Rav Yashiv that he got. But I like, but the Kovitz Tshuvas, I told you, that's his main work that he, in other words, he didn't consider, I mean, that's what the art school says in the end of the Sefer. His main avoda he didn't think was writing. He thought for Moshe Feinstein, he should write for Doris. I'm not for Doris, he says.
At least that's what Hashem said that about himself?
Yeah. You look at the, again, I only say what it says in the art school at the end of the Sefer. That he said, I'm not Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's what he writes. But I get a lot of hanor reading the Kovitz Tshuvas, because it shows a certain confidence in the thought, in his learning and Psak Halacha. You know, whether everyone paskins like this or doesn't, there's a different shaila. But he, you see, they have all these Sfarim Ha'oris and the Masechtas, which he gave a nightly shiur. So that's, you know, that was more for Balabatim. But these, the Kovitz Tshuvas, that was for you know, Rabbanim. We're asking him shailas. There's a shaila to Rav Feivel Cohen that he comes out against the Tchela, the modern day Tchelas. Rav Yashiv wrote to him. Is a Tshuva to Rabbi Herschel Welcher from Kew Garden Hills about Nida, that is a very important Tshuva. So this is his truth about contact lenses. So again, there's three categories. There's or, there's beged, there's or kosha, or rach, and maybe according to Rav Yashiv, or rach ma'od is like beged. So, but there's really three categories. And by beged, shriyasu is a kibusu, by or not, but by sichsuch, by shifshuf, whatever, even by or, and the shaila whether that's an issa deraisa and issa derabanan, and the two questions about why the Rambam paskin differently in Hilchas Shabbos versus Maisa Korbanos, and then Rav Yashiv ties all this in to the discussion of the contact lens. Okay, Bez Hashem, next 2 weeks we're going to have Inyani Chanukah.
Inyani Chanukah.
Because these are the 2 weeks before Chanukah. Was the third week, Bez Hashem, Wednesday night is. The Rav is making the annual Masiba for Chanukah, so then we can't have the Shiur Wednesday night of Chanukah, but that's why I made two Shiurim on Chanukah. Next, Bez Hashem, next week's Shiur should be on the topic of the kashrus of the oil. Does the oil have to be kosher for consumption? What do we say? I'm not eating the oil. Why does it have to be kosher? I'm just putting in my menorah. That's the first year, and the second year is about the nusach habracha, the halik ner shel Chanukah. What is the exact nusach, and are there different versions of the Nusach and what those versions, the connotations of Shel Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, or Al Hadlokas Har Chanukah, or Lahadlik Ner, and all what comes out. So I figured I'd make that one a little closer to Chanukah, the one about what type of oil you're supposed to buy. Put that first, because then Bezer Hashem, after that, we'll resume back to the Labe. And the next thing we have to talk about is what happens when your suit jacket falls on the floor and it gets dusty. Are you allowed to, or is that a shayla of the Labe? So that comes on your hat. Those that wear hats, falls on the floor, it happens all the time. And all these
in the final sense of the
so people